Welcome back to Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Nobody is investing in anything. States are slashing budgets. The Chesapeake Bay is polluted and getting more so, and my next guests have the solution. Well, a solution. John Campagna is Managing Director of Benchmark Asset Managers. James Ramuzzi is President of Sustainable Solutions, LLC. They're collaborating on an effort called the Chesapeake Eco-Finance Development Corporation, which is developing a private sector model for improving the environmental health of public spaces, in this case, the Chesapeake Bay. John Campagna is with me in the studio. James Ramuzzi is on the phone from his office in Washington. Welcome both of you to Maryland Morning.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Now, John, explain in simple terms what the Chesapeake Eco-Finance Development Corporation does.
What we're trying to do is to bring private capital to bear on the problem of cleaning up the bay. And the way we're going to bring private capital is to have a investment, or I shouldn't say even investment, more of a developer's mentality, where we're going out, buy land, and we're going to remediate, restructure it so that it fits in the environmental needs of the bay, but also incorporates the people living on the land, i.e. farmers. So we're trying to make this more sustainable, agricultural friendly land, make the land more conservation friendly. But we are actually literally going to finance it ourselves and then turn around and sell it to conservation buyers, farmers, whatever. And the piece that makes this work is this what is called eco-finance. And eco-finance really is the selling of environmental values from the land. Does the land, how much carbon does the land absorb? How well does the land purify the water coming across it? All those have distinct monetary value now that these markets are emerging.
Now, James, I understand there's some properties on the Eastern Shore that fit into this. Describe to me these properties you have in mind, how they would work in this structure that you're setting up.
I guess the first thing to start with is this concept of ecosystem services. And ecosystem services are the services that are provided to humanity by ecosystems. John mentioned water filtration, carbon sequestration, biodiversity. So these ecosystem services are out there being provided by these natural landscapes. The challenge is that ecosystems are kind of up against what we traditionally call working landscapes, things like farms, agriculture, and forestry. And depending on the practices that are being done, sometimes these practices have impacts on the ecosystems. So the goal is to keep working lands working, but at the same time maximize ecosystem services that are coming off the parcels. And that's really what we're focusing on through CEDC's projects.
And the one thing to add to that is these, when they say coming off the land, these eco-services are being valued now.
So the are classic, not being valued.
Are, we're not being valued now, but are becoming valued. The classic one is carbon. You know, as more and more people are looking to cap carbon, there's going to probably be legislation that is existing in Europe, but it'll probably exist here soon, where you're allowed to produce so much carbon in your work. If you're a power plant, you have so much you're allowed to produce. Once you go over that, you actually have to buy carbon mitigation units somewhere. You have to buy, support a farmer who's farming in a way that's sequestering the additional carbon you're putting out there, or the forester who's foresting in a way that's sequestering that carbon. And you, as a power plant, actually pay that farmer to keep farming that way. So now farmers are becoming truly stewards of the land, where they're making money on their crops, but they're also making money on the service that that land that they're actually working is truly providing to us.
This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. I'm speaking with John Campagna, Managing Director of Benchmark Asset Managers, and James Ramuzzi, President of Sustainable Solutions, LLC. We're talking about the Chesapeake Eco-Finance Development Corporation they're collaborating on. Is there an example where this is already being done, where environmental assets are being turned into a revenue stream?
Sure, there's a variety of things that are happening right now. You know, in the carbon market right now, there's, as John mentioned, the regulated market in the European market through the Kyoto Protocol. So carbon's being transacted every day in that European market. In the United States, there's a voluntary market because we don't have a national cap and trade, and the previous administration didn't join the Kyoto Protocol. So there's not a regulated carbon market, but there's actually a voluntary carbon market. You can go on to a variety of different sites and offset your travel through your car, through your plane travel, through a voluntary market. There's also the wetland mitigation banking, which is guided by the Clean Water Act, in that if a developer impacts wetlands in one site, They need to mitigate that by purchasing credits from an established wetland mitigation banks. Wetland mitigation banking has been happening since the 80s. It's had some trials and tribulations, but they've really worked on it to really perfect that market mechanism. And the net overall is that we've protected more wetlands out on the landscape.
Let me ask you this. Are there specific things about Maryland or the Chesapeake that make this a good model to try here?
Well, real quickly, $6 billion, 25 years of effort is what the Post recently said about a couple weeks ago. It's been done with the Bay, and nothing has truly happened in a positive sense. It's still slipping. The biggest impact is going to be private lands. The biggest impact is actually working lands. If we can bring the working private lands into a structure that fits the environmental needs of this region, it makes a huge difference. There shouldn't be any stop for the federal work and the foundational work that's working on open lands, on open critical lands. But there has to be just as big effort, if not bigger, in bringing the private lands into compliance, basically, with how the Bay operates.
James, you want to add something to that?
Yeah, I think John nailed it in the fact that the Bay has, they've been trying to clean the Bay up for years and years. They've dumped a whole lot of money into trying to improve the health of the Bay and the surrounding watershed. And, you know, a lot of great work has been done, but it hasn't been successful. So these market-based instruments and these market-based approaches really is kind of a new way to look at conservation and really value these ecosystem services. So the Bay as a model is a great place to test these out. They've been happening kind of in disparate places all across the watershed, but the approaches that are happening now is really trying to take a centralized approach at addressing the environmental impacts that are happening in the watershed through these market-based solutions.
But you're talking about creating a setup in which you have to attract capital. You have to get investors interested. As we're heading into what everybody's saying is the worst recession since the Great Depression, or maybe as bad, isn't this a really bad time to be trying to get investors on board?
Well, there's two things that are working for us in this model. One, land is much cheaper now. So if you are going to pool capital to go out and purchase land to restore, remediate, and transform, the time is now to buy it. There's developers who are dropping out left and right, and so there's land available. But on the investor side, the big issue today for most foundations is they've lost a ton of their portfolio value. And of those portfolios where they used to make their interest and give away their grants. What we're asking for them is not to give us grants, but to actually give us loans from their portfolio. Give us like a CD-type loan from their portfolio. We will pay them interest. We will pay them market interest on those loans that will finance this project. So we're not asking for free money. We're not asking for grants. We're actually asking for short-term loans from foundations to finance these transactions.
We should keep in touch with you, James Ramezzi and John Campagna.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.